Hey, welcome to the Right Way to Weight Loss Summit. I'm so excited to be here today with Dr. Meg Hayworth. Did I pronounce it right? Yes. Excellent. And it's such an important conversation that we're going to have today about emotional abuse and dysfunction and how it relates to your weight, either preventing you from losing weight or causing you to gain weight. And really just how it affects people's lives. But before we get into that conversation, welcome, Meg. It's so great to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me. This is, I agree with you. It's a very important conversation. It's one of the unturned stones that people don't know about.
Yeah.
It could really be influencing their inability to lose weight, the emotional piece.
Yeah. Well, for so many people, especially the clients that I work with, it's mostly emotional, right? And they can't figure out, you know, intellectually, I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it, or I just can't do it. And I don't understand why. And this is a big part of it. But before we get into the, you know, gist of this conversation, tell us a little bit about you and the work that you do and how you got started into doing this work.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm a doctor of transpersonal psychology and a holistic nutritional chef. And so I combine nutrition really intuitive psychotherapy for clients, because transpersonal psychology is different than traditional psychotherapy, because I don't look at pathology and treatment of disorders, like what's wrong with you. We're not focusing on that. We're really focusing on bringing out your best parts of you. And we use the emotions really to help us understand that. So I've been focusing on holistic wellness for women abuse survivors with chronic illness. And it's interesting because I find so often that people don't identify as an abuse survivor, especially if they've done a lot of work on themselves. They're like, well, I went to therapy for that. I resolved so much. I'm doing so much better. But if that's in your history, there are layers. And so I help people go down deeper into the much deeper layers to release the emotional weight that they're carrying from past experiences that they just, most of the time, they don't even realize, you know, because the subconscious mind is holding these beliefs in the body. And that's really where I go is with that.
So could you tell us a little bit more about how abuse and dysfunction kind of really gets in the way and, you know, for somebody that might not actually think of themselves as a survivor, right? And not even noticing some of the beliefs that they have, how does it prevent them from losing weight or causes them to gain weight?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, the emotion that I think carries the most weight is shame. And so if you were sexually abused as a child, physically abused, emotionally abused on the daily, you know, those types of abuse will create a tremendous amount of shame that you might be carrying, and you might be aware of it because you're shaming yourself, you're shaming your kids, you're, you know, you're kind of shaking your finger at yourself all day long, that beating yourself up kind of thing. But you may not be aware that you're basically using shame to hurt yourself further, or you're spinning in it because it's something that you've been accustomed to. Shame is really dense. It's very heavy. I see this all the time with my clients, is that they'll describe the shame as like a rock and it's in my stomach. And, you know, and that's a big part of what I do is, you know, help people understand, like, where are you holding this energy in your body? And something important to understand is that when you have traumatic experiences or abusive experiences or just difficult experiences, and we all have them, at the moment that experience occurs, there's a tremendous emotional impact that happens. And that emotions we know have tremendous energy. And you tend to create a belief around that emotion during the moment that it happens. And then you just, that belief gets fixed. So, and it could be, you know, something really deep and dark, like I'm unlovable. The person who's supposed to love me most isn't here for me. No, I can't trust anyone. You know, those are really deep, dark things that you'll end up carrying with you. And then you'll keep regurgitating that experience in your life over and over and over again until you address those emotions that are holding the energy. They're holding a narrative inside of your body and they have so much to really share with you. Like shame has a lot to share with you. And I think when we stop thinking of it as a negative emotion that's hurting me, I don't want to go there. I don't want to re-experience this abuse trauma. You don't really have to re-experience it, especially the technique that I use. It keeps you from that. It keeps you in the observer role. Right. So that you're seeing it from a different perspective. So you're not feeling like I'm in the middle of this and I can't get out of this.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to ask you about your technique for sure, because I know everybody listening wants to know about it. But, you know, in speaking of shame, I know it is such a driving factor with even a lot of my clients. So, you know, the clients that I work with, you know, when we talk about, you know, how they're feeding themselves and how they're doing and, you know, and you know, what their mindset is, how they're implementing things. If they're not doing what they know they're supposed to be doing or want to be doing, but somehow they're not doing it, there's always such a sense of shame. And the first thought that goes after the shame is failing.
Yeah.
Right. They're somehow failing. Like it's so connected. Right. And so I feel like with that, with shame, because it is so deep. And I feel like for so many people, when they feel that sense of shame, it's so isolating that they feel like nobody else feels this way but me. Right.
It is incredibly isolating. And that's a lot of what I see when people see the shame inside of themselves and how it shows up for them within the frame of the technique. And that they're able to see that it and how it's affecting their physical bodies. It can be, you know, a really intense moment of realization.
Yeah.
And it's when you have those realizations that you're able to let go and say, you know what, I don't want that to be my guiding force anymore. And that's, I think, really important too, is that a lot of techniques they'll have like a release technique to help you release the energy, release the emotions, understand the connections, but replacing that emotion with the one you really want to feel, you know, with like love, joy, excitement. And when you make those shifts internally, the external changes. And that's the really exciting part. You see, as you go forward in your life, your relationship to triggers change. And often they just don't feel triggered anymore. And so now it's easy to not have that cake. You know, like, I just don't want it. You know,
right.
Like how liberating is that,
yeah.
You know,
you and how you feel and what you want becomes more important than the cake. Right. So it shifts, right. So you're up here and the cake's now down here, whereas it used to be maybe this way. Right. The cake is like the focus. And, you know, I refer to it as like, you know, the romance with the cake was like so much more important than the romance with yourself.
Yes, exactly.
So it's really so important. So tell us a little bit about, I know you at some point in your life struggled with your weight, you know, and tell us a little bit about like your story and how you came to change this around for yourself.
Yeah. So I was sexually, physically, and emotionally abused as a child. So, and I didn't understand for many years how much that was affecting my physical body, and my physical body is extremely sensitive. You know, I'm highly empathic, sensitive, intuitive, all of those things. And so I was just taking on all this emotional weight, not just from myself, but from people around me. Mm-hmm. And so that was, you know, a really intense experience. And so I've been from a size 2 to a size 12 in my life. I've had times where the weight just wouldn't budge for like, no matter what I tried, you know, all the conventional wisdom. And what I found was that there was always an emotional component that was attached to past experiences. And instead of thinking of it, and I think this is really important for listeners to understand, instead of thinking of it as I'm backtracking here, like when you start to feel like I failed, I messed up, I failed myself, the shame won, you know, and you just feel like you're going back to square one. You really can't. You're going to another level. You're going to another layer, and that you've already worked through square one, and you already, that benefit is always going to be a part of you. So just give yourself a break and just go like, okay, you know what? I'm being asked to go deeper. And this is good because this will help unhinge this inability to lose weight at this point, which is as you say, as we both said, you know, it's so much more than, you know, food and exercise and, you know, like that's not even the half of.
I feel like food is just the symptom of a bigger problem.
Yeah. Right?
And so I want people to hear, for all of everyone who's listening who thinks, what's the matter with me? There must be something wrong with me. I've had my clients say I could run million-dollar companies, but I can't figure out how to lose weight and keep it off. Like, there must be something wrong with me. Like, what chip is missing?
Yeah.
It's not that you don't know what to do. It doesn't matter how smart or intellectual or how many degrees you might have on your wall. There's something more on the inside that needs to, as you were saying, Meg, needs to be unlocked and shifted. And the emotion, you know, that's attached to making you feel like you want to eat, right? So how did you make that shift? Is there something specific that you did to really create that change for yourself?
Yeah, the emotional release work that I've done on myself, and that I've, you know, went through in my schooling, which is really my technique is based on, you know, all the different things I learned in school. So there were times where, when I was going through the schooling and being trained in the techniques that I'm using, where I would have an emotional release, a realization, an understanding of what something that happened in the past that was really difficult to go through and the beliefs I was holding around that, how my body was holding it. Once I was able to see all the pieces and parts, I was able to do the release work. And literally over the next, you know, few days, I lose the weight, you know, like 5 pounds are gone. And within a few days from the emotional.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay. So let's talk about this technique. Cause if I had the, oh, wow. Right. After that, everybody's thinking like, just tell us already. Right. So share with us, cause I wanted people to understand your story and your background and the fact that you struggled with this and what shifted for you before we got the technique. So let's talk about that. Explain what this technique that you teach and that you've learned for yourself.
Yeah. So it's called whole person integration technique. And it kind of says what it is. You know, it's integrating the different parts of the self, mental, emotional, physical, and energetic. And it's really going into the energy system ultimately, which you can't separate from the body. It's because you're one unit. And that's one of the issues with medicine is that it all looks at the physical level, but you need to look at all the different levels. And so the technique itself, so say for instance, somebody comes to me and they're really upset about an argument they just keep getting into with their spouse, for instance, and it brings up so much anger and so much resentment. So we would work with the anger or the resentment, and we would basically have a conversation with the emotion itself, because it's carrying its own narrative and it's carrying it in this concept known as the body mind. So it's the body having a mind of its own, because when you think about a person going through an abusive experience, what happens with most of us is we dissociate. Basically, it's almost like you just jump outside of yourself to survive the experience, but your body is still absorbing the impact and it has its own interpretation of what just happened. That's where we go, is deep into that part of the self, so that we can get, which I also just refer to as the subconscious mind. You know, it's the part that's you're not aware of in your thinking mind, but your body's holding it. And so we talk to the emotion itself. As I think I might have said, forgive me if I didn't say this already, but I reframed negative emotions, and I don't think of them as negative anymore. I think of them as teaching emotions, and that they're here to teach us something about ourselves if we'd only listen and stop running and stop numbing.
Do you have an example of that? Could you give the listeners an example of what changing a particular negative emotion that comes to mind right away?
Yeah. So say it's anger and the person is holding it in their stomach and they can feel like, wow, this, I have a lot of anxiety with this anger, or I have a lot of sadness with this anger, or I have a lot of fear with this anger. And I can see physically that this is draining my system to the point where I'm nauseous a lot of the time, or I have ulcers, or those kinds of things, you know, when they start to see those physical connections, like this is what that anger has been doing. And then they're able to see simultaneously how that relates to past emotional patterning. It's like it's snapshot. And when they see the snapshot of all of these things simultaneously, they're like, I don't want that in me anymore. Help me let this go. And then the process helps them to release that emotional energy after they've seen the belief, they've seen the thoughts, the feelings, everything that it's holding in it. And then once they release it, as I say, they send it off to love school so they can learn more about love, because that's ultimately all these emotions want. It's the same thing you do. They want to be seen, heard, loved, understood. And that's what you're giving them. You know, you're giving them that opportunity.
So once people go through this technique, because I think you're right, I think all those negative emotions, mm-hmm. right? People use food to stuff and distract and numb out from, because rather than deal with those emotions, right, through like a technique like yours, they just want to ignore them and make them and try to make them go away. Right. And so many people use food for that.
Yeah.
Right. And I always say, you know, what I've discovered is most people struggle with their weight because they eat too much food and they eat when they're not hungry. And oftentimes both of those situations are because they're just numbing out. Some of it is just old habits and behaviors, like trained behaviors. And some of it is just the numbing out of the emotions that they just don't want to feel or deal with or pretend isn't there.
Right. And something you're saying is important is that so much of this can be understood by the conscious mind, you know, when you start just to become mindful of how you're eating and all of that. But when you hit the wall, there's a wall you'll get to where you're just like, there's something deeper going on here. I have to get down into. And that's exactly what the technique helps people do, is get down into the depths.
Right. Well, I think that's why so many people, when they lose weight, the tendency is to gain the weight back because they've never resolved the emotions, the feelings, what got them to be overweight in the first place. So by using your technique, right, to resolve what's happening really between your heart and your mind, right?
Yes. Yes. And that's really key, is that we're so much in our heads, mm-hmm. and you can't heal yourself with your head. Right. You know, it's right. a holistic process. So the head and the heart, when you bring those two into alignment, it makes it so much easier to walk past the plate of cookies and not just, you know, consume all of them, you
right.
know?
Which is really why I called this summit, the title is The Right Way to Weight Loss, because I don't want people to continue to go on some quick weight loss diet or try to take pills or go on medication to lose weight quickly, you know, because even people who do, you know, bariatric surgery, right? I keep saying they have a smaller stomach, but they have the same brain, right? Yeah. They have the same thinking. So it's not like, I mean, you might eat less, but the root of the problem is still reoccurring, mm-hmm. right? So Meg, I'd love you to share some success stories. Like if there's any great examples, because I kind of feel like when people hear somebody else's journey, you know, they heard your journey, but when they hear somebody else's journey, it's kind of like, oh, that's me.
Right. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of the women I work with are sexual abuse survivors, and they're very successful women who tend to have done therapy on themselves. And I'm thinking of one in particular who had, she was very triggered by things going on and, you know, with all the Me Too stuff and all, you know, all of her sexual abuse was coming up, and she was literally in bed curled up. And a lot of people are like this. I've been like this in my life, where you're just crying in bed and you can't get out of bed because you're so in so much emotional pain and so much distress from this memory is trying to come up and trying to come out. And there are things you can do, but anyway, so she found my work, and we did inner child therapy together, and then we did the whole person integration technique, you know, sort of an as needed, wherever the client is, that's where I meet them kind of thing. But it only takes a few months, honestly, like 5-6 months versus, you know, 10, 15 years of traditional psychotherapy. And she was able to start her own business. She's become very successful. I keep checking in on her. I'm like, wow, she's doing really, really well. But she didn't have the energy. And this is, I think, one way to look at it is to get the kind of energy that you need in present time, you need to bring your energy back from past experiences. Release the energy you're holding from those past experiences that you don't realize you're holding.
Right.
And when that happens, then you have more energy available to you to carry out your life. And so that's one of the success stories. Another one happened relatively recently. She worked with me, I think, 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And some people work with me intensively for a little bit, and then they leave and then come back later for other things. You know, it's just kind of everything happens organically in the work that I do. At any rate, so she had a terrible time with emotional eating. She'd been at Overeaters Anonymous. She'd been in so many programs to lose weight. She knew all, just what we were saying, all the stuff. I mean, right. She was like a master herbalist and a raw foods chef. I mean, she had all the stuff, you know, right. And knew exactly what to do, but she had so many unresolved issues from childhood, having to do with being punished for being a little bit pudgy. Mm-hmm. You know, so there was that was going on. And then there was sexual abuse.
That's where the shame also starts, right? Just being punished for how you look, right? Then the not good enough feelings come in, all of that.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You're supposed to be skinnier. You're a woman. You're supposed to be skinnier. And I mean, they even locked the pantry to keep her out of it, you know, and it was so intensely emotional for her, and she didn't realize how much that was affecting her daily life. Plus her mother was sick all the time. And so she had to kind of parent her brothers. I mean, there were all these aspects going on. But as we got into those emotions and beliefs that were formed and helped her release them, she used to say to me, she said, "This stuff is magic. I don't know how you do what you do, but like this week I didn't even want to like go to 7-Eleven and get a bunch of snacks. Like I would have done, I would have snuck out of the house. I would have gone and binged, come back, and then felt horrible about myself."
Yeah.
So, the shame, there was a lot of shame that we were working with. And as she released more and more of it, she's like, "Well, this is easy now." She ended up having a pool put in. So now she's exercising again. Her business is flourishing. You bring your energy back from these past experiences, and you just, you can do whatever it is it's in your heart to do, you know, because you have the energy, and that's a big piece of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really just so important. And, you know, with this particular client that you're talking about, you know, she was an herbalist, she was a chef. So I want people to recognize that you might have, because I always say people are gatherers of information. Right. When I'm about to work with somebody, I'm just like, you could probably teach me a thing about nutrition. I'm a clinical nutritionist. Right. So yeah. I feel like they're so well read on what to eat, what not to eat, and foods and nutrition and weight loss.
Yeah.
But they're stuck when it comes to the implementation, or they're stuck when it comes to actually creating real change. And a lot of what you're talking about is what's keeping them stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And until you unearth that, you're probably always going to really feel kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's a key component.
Yeah.
And healing of all kinds, you know, mm-hmm. weight loss, but also chronic illnesses, you know, can really be healed. I mean, that was part of my story. I had over a dozen illnesses. And a lot of it was coming from the abuse experiences. So I changed my diet. I did all the stuff that all the nutritionists and the chiropractor and all these people were telling me to do. And I've got significantly better. But I was still high anxiety. Like I was just swimming in anxiety. I was still nauseous all the time. And after I did the kind of work I do now, it was so profound. I had to get a PhD in it. So,
wow, that's really amazing. And it's so helpful to people. And I want people to also hear also something that you said early in this conversation, how those emotions can actually cause illness in your body.
Yeah.
Right. The anger or the stress, you know, could create ulcers.
Yeah. And right? They found scientifically. I mean, we all know emotions can make us sick with stuff we say all the time. You know, like that person makes me sick to my stomach. I'm worried sick about that thing. We know we can work ourselves into this frantic thing, but they can also make us well. And I that's a huge piece of this is emotional wellness.
Yeah.
It's getting well from, and it literally will heal the body from past experiences. So it's profound work. When it works, it's amazing to watch, you know?
Yeah. And so tell everybody like where they could find you, because I feel like anybody listening to this, if they've struggled for so long with their weight, especially since childhood, right? Or they can relate to any of the clients that you were just speaking about. How did they find you?
Yeah. So I'm all over the place. MegHayworth.com is my website. And I'm also on Instagram at Dr. Meg Hayworth. It's H-A-W-O-R-T-H. No Y. And then you can find me on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel at Dr. Meg Hayworth. And there's a lot of videos on there that talk more deeply about some of the concepts that I've been talking about today. And then I'm also on Facebook as well. And I also train practitioners in whole person integration technique now. And that's just been really fun. So I have my online course and certification program, teach them to evolve their intuitive skills, which helps them as practitioners get out of your head and into your heart so that you're not taking on their emotional weight, because that can happen too.
Yeah.
You know, that can be a big piece is you're just highly empathetic and you're just kind of siphoning in the emotions of people around you.
Well, I mean, that's really important. That's really good to know. It's nice to know that there are more people like you teaching this technique, because I feel like so many people who are listening, who are here today, if they've struggled with their weight and emotions or emotional eating and just like yo-yo dieting, that this is so important for them to hear that there's techniques and there's people out there that can help them. They don't have to stay in what I call a state of suffering. Right. And I believe everybody has the ability to change.
Yeah. Yes. And that's, you know, there's like this certain kind of determination that you need to call upon. And we all have it inside of ourselves to be able to just to make the decision, whatever it takes, I'm going to heal this thing.
Right. Right.
So you get in that energy, you stand in that, everything you need comes to you.
Right. Because it is all about your energy and it is all about your mindset, right? I always say our brains are the control center of everything that happens in our lives, right? And if that's, you know, moving in the right place, right? Then our life is in the right place. So this was a great. So I also know that you have a free gift for everybody who's here with us today. So could you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yes, I do. Is that really loud on your end?
Well, I can hear it. Is that your pet?
No, it's the trash truck coming by. Sorry. It's so loud to me. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, is that being picked up? Because I have a really good mic. So if it's being picked up.
We could edit that part out. So
sorry about that. But, but yes.
So tell, I know you have a free gift for the listeners today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I have several free gifts. I have my 10 Steps to Overcoming the Effects of Victimization. It's an ebook. And then there's also the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study Quiz. So you can also kind of see like, where are you on the scale of things that happened in your childhood that might be affecting you now? And because they've studied the link between illness now as you get older in life and adverse childhood experiences and how that occurs in the body. So that's a big part of what I talk about. I wish we had more time, but here we go. So there's that. And there's also a recipe book from my days as a chef. I was a private chef to celebrities in Hollywood doing holistic diets.
That's amazing.
And healing diets for specific health conditions, making the food taste good. So they didn't feel like they were missing anything. So there's a recipe book there as well.
Well, that's an amazing gift, because here's the thing. It's so important for people to like what they eat.
Yeah.
Right. It's just drives me crazy when people eat food just for the sake of losing weight, but they're not even enjoying what they're eating.
I know. Think about enjoyment as you're consuming your food, it makes your digestion so much better. If your relationship, and I know you got to talk about this in your work, if your relationship with your food is like adversarial, it's very uncomfortable for the whole body.
Right. Well, and it's a short-term solution for a long-term problem, right? So you want to make sure that your food tastes good. So, you know, I hope everybody's excited for all of Dr. Meg's free gifts and really about this conversation, because it's so important to kind of get to the root of what you're struggling with. And it's not about the food, right? It's about something so much more and so much deeper. And so, Meg, this was great. Thank you so much. I really love this conversation. You know, and there's so many people that have, you know, abuse and trauma and dysfunction in their past life. And, you know, it's just something that even if you think it's resolved, you know, even if you've been through therapy, but if you're still struggling, then, you know, I'd say reach out to Dr. Meg and find out more about her technique. And, you know, let's live a free and happy and healthy life.
Yes. I'm with you on that one. Thank you so much.
Excellent. You are so welcome. Great to see you. And I'll see you all soon. Have a great rest of your day.